Everyone is invited to join the MLK Black History Month parade that's happening in Durham tomorrow. And the Grand Marshal is none other than civil rights activist Dr. Benjamin Chavis.
Thank you. I'm so pleased to be back to my home state of North Carolina. And certainly Durham is one of my favorite cities. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out for the MLK Black History Month 13th annual parade. Looking forward to it. I think we'll have a great time tomorrow.
We're going to have a wonderful time. You know, I've seen you a few times in Durham, and then I found out you were actually from Oxford, North Carolina.
Oxford is an extension of Durham.
Absolutely. Now, we know that you have been truly instrumental in the history of Black people and one of our avid civil rights leaders, even here locally. You've worked with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and many other offices and boards, and we're blessed to have you be our Grand Marshal for this event.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you and the others.
So tell me, what does being the Grand Marshal of this event and Black history in general mean to you?
You know, I continue to reiterate, the best way to celebrate Black history is to make more history. We have to raise up a new generation of freedom fighters. We need more Rosa Parks, more Martin Luther King Jr., you know, more Fannie Lou Hamer, more Ella Bakers, you know, more Floyd McKissick Sr. So I think, you know, we have a lot of good work. I think the young people today are so talented, so gifted, but they need the proper encouragement. And so my role tomorrow as Grand Marshal of the Black History Month Parade is to encourage our young people to take the baton and run the race to win more victory.
So what vital changes do you see that need to be made to be done right here locally for our Black people, or just nationally, period?
Well, you know, this is the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act. I noticed the voter statistics, still too low voter turnout in Durham County.
Yes.
Sometimes I think we take our rights for granted. And when you do that, people will suppress your vote. So we need more people to vote. That's number one. Number two, we need more health care for everybody. And the people who run the government over in Raleigh, the governor and the state legislature, you know, they're taking away and trying to minimize people, trying to be exclusive rather than inclusive. A democracy works well when it includes everybody. So to me, I think we have more reasons to struggle for civil rights in 2015 than we had 50 years ago in 1965.
Well, thank you, Dr. Chavis, again. We're looking forward to you being the Grand Marshal of the 13th annual MLK Black History Month Parade there in Durham. It all begins at W.G. Pearson Elementary School, 3501 Fayetteville Street in Durham, and will end there at Lawson and Fayetteville Street in front of North Carolina Central University. Dr. Chavis, thank you so very much, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to participating. God bless everyone. And we'll all be present tomorrow at the Black History Month Parade on Fayetteville Street.